I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left. The ball's high. It is far. It is good. I don't believe it. Once again, deja vu. A two-out, game-tying two-run home run by Scott Brosius. Probably the most unbelievable feat in World Series history.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bam, BT and Sal on The Fan, Brandon, Tierney, Sal, the Cotta Show. All right, so before we get back to these calls, this is a good time to dig it up. Many of you might recall that right before the start of the season, Sal and I constructed a list here.
We did a little over-unders.
A little over-under. And I remember a few that I picked. I remember a few that you picked. Why don't you rip through it and kind of get a little scoreboard sense.
I feel like Mad Dog Russo when he used to go to a dog which break out the over-unders. Dog, okay, Mikey, let me get it. He gets it from his folder and opens it up, and this is what we have.
Okay.
You want yours or mine first?
How about we go one and one? One of mine, one of yours, one of mine,
first
one of yours.
First one for you.
Okay.
Volpe over 55.5 homers and stolen bases.
Yeah, I think he's got 7 or 8 steals and 3 bombs. Better get going, young man. Let's go.
Okay, so you still kind of...
I thought he'd be running, especially with the high average and the hot start. You would think he'd have more steals, but I'm still...
That's all right. But, that's still there. There's a couple. I was looking at this before the break. There's a couple before we came back during the break. There's a couple that are. I think we could decide.
Right? Okay, go ahead. All right.
Here's one for me that I don't feel good about now. It's funny too. Even a month later, it's like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
Cole 20.5 under total starts for the year. Still, I think in the balance.
Garrett Cole under
20.5 starts for the year.
I think that's. You don't think you're in good shape with that? He only made 32, 33 on a given season if you're an ace. So it's already May. He's missed.
I know, but it sounds like he's on his way back here.
Yeah, but he's on his way, meaning he's, flat ground.
Where do we even get these numbers from? That was a legit, we came up with this, right?
Yeah, we came up with the numbers on our own. I remember coming up with that.
No, I think that, you came up with that?
I think you're in good, unfortunately for me, I think you're in a good spot with that.
All right, here's one of your, I think, L's.
Ooh. As he smiles, I'm sure he loves reading this.
McNeil over 298 batting average.
You know what? Hey, listen, he got hot last year. He looks terrible this year. I'm not going to bury the lead. He got hot last year, 246, 250, something like that.
Yeah. And maybe you have a shot still.
I got a shot. He's the kind of guy who's
hitting 245.
Yeah, I mean, he can hit, 390 for a 3-week binge and get right there. I don't love it, but I
if
got
you
a
had
shot.
To do it over, would you do? What would you do? Over or under?
I'm going to stick with it. Okay. I think he's going to heat up at some point.
I have Pete over 42.5 home runs.
Yeah, you'll be in good shape there.
I'm on good pace right now. He's got 8 already.
How many RBIs you pick for Pete this year?
Yeah. Well, luckily, that wasn't one. My next one is a definite L. All right, yours here.
Go ahead.
Yankees over 91.5.
Wins. Oh, I love it. Love it.
You know, I'm gonna go out of order here. So you have the Yankees over 91.5. I have the Yankees under.
I know. I remember that.
That's a problem for me.
Yep.
For now, that's a problem for me so far.
And by the way, for later. That's going to be a problem for you.
Yeah, because I could have two L's already. This is the L. And it's not my fault. It happens.
What?
Alvarez, 23 and a half homers.
That sucks. That's right. That one I hate.
Is there
I think I've agreed with you on that.
Yeah. Is there any chance he could come back?
Nah, dude. He's going to miss seven, 8 weeks. He's going to miss months.
What does he have right now? Does he have anything on the board? He's got at least
got
one,
one,
right?
Or two homers? Two. I know he's got one, maybe two. Got a long way to go, bud.
He's got one.
Oh, crap.
That's a tough one. Yeah.
I mean,
the injury
that's probably a loss. Well, I mean, that's part of it.
I know.
But certainly didn't factor that in. All right, where are we at here?
I know we have some ERAs that are interesting. Go ahead.
Seve. You have Seve under four.
I told you all winter this guy was going to
beast. What's he at right now?
2 point something. He's below 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I'm still not convinced on that. This is a good one for me. Soto over 946 OPS.
He's right now. He's around 9. He's under 1,000, but yeah, I mean, Soto's
what's he at right now?
950-ish.
That's what he's at right now.
He's under 982. 982.
So I got some wiggle
room. Severino, by the way, 231.
231. Okay, you're in good shape there.
Like Bob Gibson in 68.
You think I get that Soto one?
Yes.
Okay,
I do.
You have Judge over 41.5 homers.
I'll stick by it. He's gonna have a month where he bangs 12, 11, 12. Now, as long as he stays healthy. I know he has been healthy and he doesn't have a ton yet, but I'll stick with the over.
I think that's part of the reason that was so low. I mentioned I had the Yankees under. Last one for me, Lindor over 23.5 stolen bases.
He's got three or four now, right? He had a couple of the three.
Let's go, Frankie. Get on bases or steal some bases.
You got to get on base. Maybe the catcher can start dropping some of those third strikes. He can get on base. he had 30 a year ago. He's got three now, over under 23.5. I actually think he could get
there. I'm still
in
play.
Hey, you're definitely still in play.
So you've heard all mine. You're going to rule the Yankees under 91.5 and L, right?
For you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You went over. I went under. So that's a head-to-head that I'm going to lose.
Okay.
And
didn't we do the Mets over under?
Well, that's your last one. Mets under 82.5.
That's going to be close, boy. Come on, Cubbies.
That could be the difference maker.
Let's go, Cubs!
And just for the record, what's at stake here is the loser has to dress up in full uniform as whatever baseball player the winner chooses.
That's right. Mustache, long hair, pot belly, you name it. I mean, we could go turn of the century. We could get something wacky from the early 1900s. We'll have a little fun with that. Yeah. I have a question for you, Sal. So you got a little mixed bag there. That was fun.
I still think we're in play for a lot of them. The Alvarez one sucks. That's an L for me.
That's the only one that I think right now is probably the least attainable or not attainable, unfortunately, for him and for the Mets fans. But I think it's a pretty tight race. I think we have some good ones there. Quick question on Severino. I know Evans talked about this. He's not going to finish with an ERA of 2.31, but I think he's going to kind of give you this season most of the year. And I've thought that since the day that you got him with the tipping of pitches and all the reasons I said. If he has a really good year, what do you do with a contract for him?
Yeah, you bring him back.
But I mean, like, crazy contract?
No, it depends on what he's going to get on the open market.
ERA is 3.03. And his whip is, 1-1, and he has, 185 strikeouts, and he's borderline dominant. What do you do?
Put it this way. I don't care what he finishes with. There's no way I give him more than 3 years, and 3 years is pushing it.
Okay.
I mean, do you think Severino's going to get from somebody?
No, I would probably agree with you.
Okay.
I was just curious what you were thinking.
I would say 3 years, and maybe he wants to be in New York. Maybe he likes the fact that the Mets took a chance on him. Maybe he loves playing for Mendy. I mean, I think that those are all possibilities. If he continues like this, I would have no issues whatsoever. 3 year, what?
Or maybe he comes back to the Bronx and he slots in behind Mr. Rodon in the third spot.
I would say this. I don't think there's any chance the Yankees would bring him back or that he would go there.
I'd probably say more the former. There's no chance they'd bring him back. I don't know if the Yankees, he probably loved it there. I don't really know.
What do you think he gets per year? Over 15? 17,
18? He got $10 million this year coming off nothing. Right. He was horrendous. So, I mean, you got to at least double it. You get at least 22, 23, 24 mil. He's getting $10 million now. Yeah. We had an ERA of 7.
Isn't he getting 13 or something now? 1 year, 13
million. You're right, because Bader was $10
million,
and he's 13.
1 year, 13. But
26, jeez.
All right, so
I don't know what he's going to get.
I would say 3 years, like 17 or 18 would be fair, something like that.
He's not going to get a $3 or $4 million bump if he keeps bowling like this. He's getting 13 now.
Well, then I would say good luck. That's my
bag.
Yeah, well, go get somebody that overpay. I worry about the injuries, too. Right now he's healthy. He looks great, but.
I got you. Let me get Tony in Connecticut, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, Tone?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony.
How you doing, guys?
All right, Tony. What's happening?
Hey, tell me something. I cannot believe... By the way, Mendoza's doing a great job as the manager.
Looks pretty good so far.
But I don't understand why he's still keeping Lindor in the two hole.
What's the option?
What I would put Taylor at two, or maybe at leadoff also, because Nimmo hasn't been doing anything either.
Yeah, but you got to trust Nimmo. Nimmo's earned, Lindor's earned respect too, but I feel like Nimmo's been, he'll be fine.
How about putting Taylor in the two hole and dropping Lindor with Taylor?
I got no problem with it. I just don't think they're going to disrespect him this early. And they probably don't need to. You know what I mean? Like, Sal, if you drop Lindor, again, he's not 35, 36, he's 30. Like, he's still in the prime. I think he's exiting the prime, the early stages of exiting his prime, but he's still somewhat his prime. I mean, you do that, that's a bold move.
Yeah, that's why I said I'd give it at least another week. I mean, we talked about this last week. I would consider it every day that he doesn't produce. I just, like, at some point, I get what you're trying to do. They're trying to wait it out, get him going, and I do think that's going to happen eventually. But if this continues into May, you've got to do something. And I would hope that Lindor would go to Mendy and be like, look, if you need to drop me, I understand. And maybe then Mendy gives him another few days of encouragement, and then after that he has the conversation and says, okay, now we got to drop him.
Who have we always said, who feels like the captain of the Mets? One name that even though he might not be, but who's the guy who generally sets the tone, not playing great this year, but Nimmo.
Yeah.
What did Nimmo do? Hey, Bader in center, I'll go to left, Skip. I'm good. Like, to your point, if it keeps up, the onus should not be on the Mets, even though it's their job to do it. You'd kind of like Lindor to maybe knock on Mendoza's office and say, hey, Skip, put me five for, let me get going, whatever. Put this guy here. Do what you got to do.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
And I'm not saying
maybe he will.
Right. I'm not saying when they drop him, they've got to drop him to, seventh or eighth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just move him out of a spot that continues to be a big producing spot or as far as guys on, and he continues to kill him. By the way, it's not just him. It's also the other guys. McNeil's done nothing. We mentioned Nimmo before. Pete, although he has the power numbers, the ribbies aren't there with it. So it's been a little bit of everybody. But Lindor, more than anybody, has killed him.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.